Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the morning update for 13th of March 2025. You are listening to Rohit. Grain markets encountered fresh selling as they were placed in the firing line of US latest trade spat with the European Union, who are planning a retaliatory tariff on imports of agriculture products from the US. Wheat, of which European imports are relatively less and low, held its value and was down just by 2 cents per bushel at and to close at 554 cents per bushel for May 25 contracts in comparison to corn and soybeans. Corn May 25 contracts came back by 9 cents per bushel to close at 460 cents per bushel, and soybeans came back by 10 cents per bushel to close at 1000 cents per bushel on May 25 contracts. Meanwhile, Matif rapeseed futures for May 25 settled 1.4% lower in Paris at their weakest since September, closing at 473.5 euro per metric ton, down by approximately 6.5 euro per ton. Increase in the planted acreage of canola in Canada, which exceeded the market expectations on top of the hit from China's weakened tariff on imports of canola oil, brought down the weakness in canola oil futures. Australian dollar stood stronger at 0.6325 against the US dollars today. Likely effect with the trade tariff wars affecting agriculture commodity markets and a stronger currency, prices for cereals may come out negative today. Volatility in the canola and oilseed markets may also result in lower prices on canola. Lentil prices aren't getting any traction because of duties imposed by India, as they might remain unchanged today. Recommendations would be: reconcile your tonnages for the old crop. We recommend monitoring your cash flow requirements and keep an eye on pricing opportunities to target your average pricing goals. If you have any further questions or queries, please don't forget us to call up at our office. Have a great day. Cheers.